The 380-foot-long Tustamina cuts through the fog off the Alaska Peninsula. It's the first Southwest Alaska ferry run of the year. It was added to the schedule at the last minute because of demand for the service.
I almost didn't get on. Thankfully, they made this run, and I was able to get my truck on because all the other ferries were full.
Timothy Murphy is one of the passengers traveling to Chignik. His truck is loaded with food and boat supplies, things he can usually get in the village, but at a much higher price. As he unloads his car, he's greeted by cousins on the crowded dock. Other community members, like Shawnee Ashby, come on board the ship to eat at the restaurant, sometimes called the McTusty.
We usually come and hang out down at the dock, wait for the ferry to come in. We see family that doesn't come in very much. They come back for the summer days, and other than that, this is basically our most social thing.
Second mate John Mayer says the community invites the ship's crew into the social scene as well.
These villages are, you know, relatively small, and you know these people every time. They go, hey, how are you doing? They'll bring us down seafood. Janice Reeves in Cold Bay, she's very generous with us. She bakes us pies and scones and, you know, a box of scallops. And
this year, the ferry is only scheduled to run 5 times until the end of September. Last year, it ran twice a month starting in April and included one run in October. Mayer says he already sees the impact of the reduced schedule.
It's going to hurt. I mean, we just saw it today. Chignik was our first stop, and that was the first thing they asked me on the dock. It says, hey, what gives? And, you know, why are you guys cutting us out?
The Tustamina's captain, Scott Merrill, says the schedule was cut because of reduced funding.
In funding the Alaska Marine Highway, the legislature chose to reduce the amount of money they provided for our service, and therefore the company office had to figure out ways to reduce expenses to stay within their allotted budget.
That meant cutting the number of runs on some of the routes. The captain explains that for the Southwest, some community and school events depend on the ferry runs.
One of the more fun things we do is the sports events in the summer. We may pick up teams from each of the villages, and they'll have a, for instance, track meets at each port as they gather another school's team, and then they'll have a major event in Dutch Harbor. We've extended our stay there, let them have their big tournament.
Small businesses rely on the ferry too. In False Pass, 13-year-old Chasti Condello is selling old Japanese glass floats out of the back of a truck.
What are you going to use the money for?
My grandma was taking, and she was putting it in a safe that I can't get till I was 18, so I won't be seeing it.
She sells over $100 worth of them to tourists and crew members before the boat heads on west towards Dutch Harbor. The Tustamina will run from Homer to Dutch Harbor once a month through September. The Marine Highway has not yet set the winter schedule, which might include an October run. In On Alaska, I'm Ann Hillman.